Real people. Real opinions. Real talk radio. The multi-award winning Niall Boylan Show. Ireland's classic hits.
Now, I want you to have a listen to this, but I want you to be conscious of the fact that I think this woman who sent this in doesn't regret having her children. To some degree, she loves her children. Okay, look, I'll read it and you can tell me what you make of it, okay? Dear Niall, please, can you help? I have no one to talk to about this and it's eating me up inside. I hope you're a vegan. Anyway, we talk so much about stigma and shame in this country, but there is one topic where it feels like there is so much stigma you can't even bring it up to your best friend or they'll judge you. I regret having my daughter. Even as I type that, I feel I could be arrested for just saying it. It's a thing you were never, ever supposed to say, isn't it? Don't get me wrong. I love her, and I will always do right by her. But the fact is, so much of my life is harder because I had her. And the love I feel for her doesn't make it all better. For starters, my relationship with my husband is not the same anymore. It's full of resentment and obligation. We are basically two tired people managing a project together. There is no joy and no fun in our relationship anymore. We are worried about finances all the time. And the way we communicate reminds me of two co-workers doing a shift handover at work. There is no physical affection. It's all about our daughter and how to survive. Gone is the spontaneity. We haven't had sex in over 8 months. My daughter is now 5 years of age. Money is incredibly tight. I had to stop getting takeaway coffee. I know that sounds ridiculous, but it's just to say every little thing has to be watched and scrimped and saved. The guilt I feel over everything I do is just unbearable. I hate my body. I hate my scars. I hate the stretch marks. I spend hours online looking up plastic surgery to rid this flap of fat that hangs over my underwear. My breasts are deflated. Their only purpose now is actually gone. My vagina is weak. Sometimes I pee when I sneeze and I have to excuse myself to clean up. I feel like a vessel and a shell of myself. I look at my daughter and I feel almost jealous of her at 5 years of age because she has freedom. I know this is insane, but I just cannot honestly say I would ever do this again. We have already decided we won't have any more kids. My sister and her partner don't have children and they travel a lot. They look happy. She has a career that fulfills her and she always seems so full of energy and joy. Niall, I know you have kids from a failed marriage. Do you relate? My husband knows I find things difficult, but I can't bring myself to tell him that I regret this. It is the one role I can't fail in his eyes. He already doesn't find me attractive anymore. I couldn't handle his disdain if he knew how much I hated being a mother. Please help now. Jeepers. I don't know what you think of that. Knowing what you know now, would you advise someone to have a child? So, the way I'm trying to phrase this question is, I'm not suggesting for a minute you don't love your children. Of course you do. You love them with every fibre and cell of your body. But if you could go back in time and make the choice again, would you have children? Knowing what you know now, but would you have children? Because if you didn't have them, you wouldn't have never loved them, so you wouldn't be missing out. But knowing the freedoms that you would lose, the way it would affect your body, because of course women suffer greatly for having children, would you have children if you knew all of those things and how it would affect your relationship with your partner? Because it does. Of course it does. Because your children become the priority. All of those things. Knowing all of those things, would you change the plan? So do you regret having children from that point of view? Not do you regret having them because you love them so much. Of course you do. The number's 087-188-0008. That's 087-188-0008. In other words, if you were to give honest advice to a young couple who are thinking of having children, they said to you, what do you think yourself? Do you think I should have children? What would you say? No. Oh, Jesus, no. Or would you say, yeah, it's the best thing that ever happened in your life? Be honest now. I want you to be honest. 087-188-0008. Caroline, you're on Ireland's Classic Hits Radio. How are you doing, Caroline?
I'm good, thanks. How are you?
I have to say the best part of that is when she talks about her breasts are deflated and every time she sneezes, she has to have a pee. I mean, I do understand that from a woman's point of view. It does a huge amount of damage to your body.
Well, here, I think you need to go back to the first line of that text, or that email. And it's the very first line is, I have no one to talk to.
Yep.
And that's the problem, I think, not the child.
Mm.
And it's, you know, you're asking, would, she does say she loves the child, of course she does, you know, and I'm sure she loves her in a way that she can't describe. But I think this woman may even be suffering from postnatal depression.
That's quite, I was thinking that as a reading, because I tried to read it in the tone she wrote it, if you know what I mean.
Yeah.
So I hope I did it justice. But I think there's a bit of anger inside her. And you could be right, it could be depression.
Yeah, and I think there's a loneliness and a sense of just being lost and not knowing what to do next. And you blaming it, if you like, for want of a better term, on the child.
But there is no doubt that your life changes dramatically. Your relationship changes dramatically. Your body changes dramatically. There is no doubt about all those things.
Yeah, but the changes aren't all negative.
She's arguing that they are.
Yeah, and that's depression.
Well, maybe yes and no. But I mean, for example, the spontaneity has gone out of their sex life. You know, her body has changed that so much so that obviously her pelvic floor muscles aren't what they used to be. And her relationship has changed. The spontaneity in life in general, when she looks at her sister heading off on nights out and away on holidays. So it's, you know what I mean? It's like owning a dog. You can't think of just going on holidays. You have to find someone to mind the dog. Do you understand what I'm saying? It's everything changes.
It's everything changes. But what happens is the shift moves from her to having to consider others then, be it a dog, be it a child, or be it whatever. So if she was a very self-centered individual at the start, well, of course it's going to hit her harder than it's going to hit someone else. But I really do think that if the question is, you know, not pertaining to this woman alone, would you advise people to have children? You would have to look, for me, yes, absolutely. But I would have to look at the person that I was giving the advice to. If it was a girl, and we'll call her a trophy wife, for want of a better term, that everything was about her, was about how she looks, how she, you know, what accessories she has. What
her nights out, yeah, all that kind of stuff, yeah.
All that kind of superfluous lifestyle image. Well, then, no, maybe kids aren't for her, absolutely.
Okay, well, stay there for a second. Let me go to Antoinette. Antoinette, you're on Ireland's Classic Kids Radio.
Hi, how are you?
How are you doing, Antoinette? I mean, you've heard the email, and she seems a bit angry in the email, maybe some regretful that she had a child, although she still loves her child. But what advice would you give to people?
Well, like, everybody's different. You know what I mean? Some people have kids, some people don't. Some people, like, have kids and don't want them.
Yeah.
My advice, you know what I mean? If you don't want kids, don't have them.
Do you have children?
I've five.
Five. There's no stopping you. No stopping you, I tell you. Okay, so if you went back and met your younger self, you would have no regrets. You would have no negativity around. And you know what you know now. You wouldn't say to your younger self, listen, restrict it to two. You're better off.
No.
No, you're happy. You're happy.
Like, I've gone through hell and high water with, like, personal things and with my kids. And I wouldn't change one bit of it.
It's quite a selfless thing as human beings, particularly for women. It's quite selfless, isn't it, really, to basically put your own life on hold and your children become your priority, obviously. It doesn't matter about your own health. It doesn't matter about your own finances. It doesn't matter about your own relationship. Everything is based around those children.
Yeah, once my kids are okay.
That's all that matters. Okay. Doesn't matter what's happened to you.
I have grey hair. Like that woman said, when I sneeze, I drown myself. But that's the fun of...
Do you think that's fun? I don't think most women think that's fun.
I don't mean fun. Like, that's part and parcel. You know, I tell you the advice. Do your pelvic floor exercises and then you won't drown yourself when you sneeze.
Or you laugh.
Because I didn't listen. You know, and they tell you, like, oh, you have to do all these exercises after you have a baby. Yeah, right, whatever.
Do you think, I mean, there's a, on a serious note, I mean, Caroline is suggesting maybe it's postnatal depression has her feeling like that. Now, mind you, it's 5 years later, but you can't suffer from postnatal depression 5 years later.
It could be. You know, and as she said, like, she's nobody to talk to.
Mm.
Like, obviously she won't talk to her husband about it.
She thinks her husband is not attracted to her anymore. Maybe he's given her the wrong signals. Maybe he's given her the impression. The very fact that they haven't had sex in 8 months tells me a lot about him.
Yeah, but you look at the way the country is at the minute. Everybody's stressed. It mightn't even be anything to do with him not finding her attractive. It could be just, I'm knackered from trying to walk, trying to balance bills and everything else.
Mm-hmm.
Like, everybody's stressed out over all those things as well.
How to
feed your child at the minute.
Absolutely, child is expensive. A child, yeah, they say on average, will cost you 10 grand a year.
Well, yeah, and I have 5.
Yeah.
And I have 1 with a disability.
God bless children's allowance. Do you know what I mean? I mean, so children do cost money. And you've got 5 of them. Now, the more you have, the less it costs, if you know what I mean, because you have to buy stuff anyway. Do you understand what I'm saying? For the others. So
yeah,
the cost goes down the more you have. But in saying that, it's expensive. And that's money.
Oh, it is.
That's money you could spend on yourself, money you could have a holiday on. You know, I mean, if you look at it from a selfish point of view.
Well, I haven't been on a holiday in... I can't even remember the last holiday we were on.
Yeah.
Do
you think if you didn't have kids, you'd be still going on holidays? You would, wouldn't
well,
you?
Well, I probably would, yeah, but then I wouldn't have to, you know. But yeah, I don't regret that.
Is there anything at all? And I'm not suggesting for a minute you don't love each and every one of those children and every cell in their bodies. But is there anything you regret at all about having 5 children? Well, what do you miss? What do you miss?
Nothing. Like, I have friends.
Mm.
Like, if I want to go out, I can go out.
Yeah.
Like, my eldest, she's nearly 29.
Yeah.
And then I had an 8-year gap. So, like, when I had my younger ones then, she was old enough to babysit.
And are you a stay-at-home mum?
I am.
Yeah. Okay,
yeah, so you... I stay at home, but, like, as I said, I have a child with a disability, so...
She takes more
priority than...
The other
my
four.
Other kids,
yeah,
as such.
Absolutely. I understand. I can understand.
You know, but so, like, I've no choice. Well, I tell you, she's in secondary school now. My plan was to go back to work when she started in secondary school and the pandemic hit.
So the plan didn't work out.
So I was just like, no, I can't go back to work yet because obviously they were at home. They were doing home.
Could you imagine your life without children?
No.
Caroline, could you have imagined your life without children?
It'd be a very lonely one.
Do you think so?
Yeah, I think so. I think, you know, at the end of the day, there's nothing nicer than having the house full. You have everybody, you know, for dinner.
Yeah, the family, yeah.
Yeah, and, you know, especially, you know, if the best times you have are with your family, yes, you have great times out with your friends and all the rest of it. But for the most part, I think the best, because... Who knows you better than your own family?
What do you say to women who decide, or families, or should I say husbands and wives or partners, who decide not to have children? Do you think that's a selfish choice?
No, because I think that's probably the right choice for them. So because it's like Catherine earlier on, I'm glad I didn't get on while she was on.
Right. But her family are her animals. Although, I don't know. Maybe she has kids too.
Yeah, but why is it so militant about everything?
Oh, I know. Don't even go there again.
No. But, if somebody chooses not to have children, well, you know, good luck to them. That's their choice.
Yeah.
They're not affecting me. They're not affecting anybody else. So if that's what makes them happy, well, you know, who am I to judge it?
I mean... I see you're both looking at this email a little bit different to me, and I have 3 children and don't regret having 3 children. But if somebody said to you, you could go back in time and change your life in general, there's things in my life that I would change or I would make different decisions, right? And because you wouldn't know that you had those 3 children. Do you understand what I'm saying? So it's not that you regret the children you have, because you love your children dearly and every cell in their body. But there are choices in our lives that we make that we could make if we could make them all over again, would we do them differently? And I think what she's basically saying is, you know, I didn't realise it was going to change my life so much. And for those of us who've had children, like yourself and Antoinette, we do understand from the very day that child comes into the world, your life is completely changed. Okay, everything is about them. Your priority shifts away from yourself and to them.
Yeah, yeah. And everybody accepts that. Whether, you know, people
well,
that
she
want
doesn't, she doesn't
want
accept it, clearly.
Well, I think she does, and that's why she's complaining.
Yeah.
But can you remember back when you were young and did you have a bachelor uncle or did you know a
I did,
man
yeah, I did. Yeah, my uncle Michael. Yeah.
Okay. Did he strike you as a happy sort of a guy or a lonely sort of a guy at the end of the day?
Yeah, he turned out to be an alcoholic ringing my parents at 4 o'clock in the morning because he was lonely. Yeah.
Yes, it's tough and everybody knows it's tough. There are sleepless nights, there's everything. But that all is temporary. You know, the kids being kids, those years go by very, very quickly, especially once they hit secondary school. And what you have to look forward then are the days that you can go back and you can start going on holidays on your own and you can go do whatever it is, coffee with the girls, weekends away. You know, just because you have kids doesn't mean that those days are gone forever.
Yeah, but Antoinette, she says she spends hours online looking at plastic surgery to get rid of the flap of fat that hangs over my underwear. My breasts are deflated and their only purpose is gone. My vagina is weak. So, I mean, I'm sure you can all empathise with that.
Yeah, she needs more kids because she hasn't got any time to spend online.
So what did you say about your boobs, Antoinette?
I have no boobs.
They're gone.
I had twins, and I'll be honest with you, obviously, because you're carrying two, my boobs went absolutely ridiculously big.
Right.
And I swear to God, I looked ridiculous because I was... Like, I had twins, and I was back, literally, I think it was 3 weeks after I had them, like, I was back in a size 10 jeans.
Right.
And I had these stupid... No, it wasn't. I didn't do anything. That was just my body.
Right.
But I had these stupid, ridiculous boobs, and I was just like...
Stupid, ridiculous boobs?
They were too big for my body. They just looked wrong.
But that's because they were all set for breastfeeding, I'm assuming, at the time.
Yeah. So it was just like, I wanted them to deflate because you were too big. Like
most women out there would be saying, God bless you, you know, I'd love those.
No.
Yeah.
Like my own kids, like, one is 17, one is 16, they have bigger boobs than I have. I'm delighted.
Well, okay, so you're happy enough with your body anyway? They haven't done too much damage to it, apart from the peeing when you laugh or cough.
Well, I'm fat, and well, I'm not fat, but like you know what I mean. I have baby flab, and you know, but that's me. It's who I am.
Okay, stay there for a second, Paul. You're an Ireland's Classic Hits Radio. Good to get a male perspective on this, Paul.
Niall,
how are you?
Niall, how's it going? How are you?
Does it sound to you like she's suffering from some sort of depression or anger issues?
Yeah,
does
absolutely. Absolutely, that's it. It's loneliness and isolation, and. Happens is if you get loneliness and isolation and the thoughts start creeping in, you'll get the feeling from someone who suffers from anxiety and depression myself, it's a case of anything gets into your head, right? And then it's just then you're not having a great day, the kid's acting up, whatever, you're alone, there's no help.
So she's kind of blaming her daughter for her crappy life.
No, listen, right? What I spoke to a researcher is, right, she shouldn't blame her kid for your crappy life, right? So that's one thing, right? Second thing, I said to your researcher, is kids aren't for everybody.
Okay? No.
Me and my missus, my wife, we don't have kids.
Okay.
Right? Late 30s, not going to happen. Had a miscarriage in the past.
Oh, I'm sorry to hear that. By the way, I want to be very conscious that there are people listening today who can't have children. I get that too. Yeah.
Absolutely. Right? And, you know, we was upset at the time, but I don't know what word to put here. It was probably the best thing to happen to us, right? Obviously, she was incredibly upset. I understand. I didn't know what word to say there to say that it, you know, it was better for us that it didn't happen, right? Because it was an accident and we're not childrenly people. Okay?
Yeah.
So we both ended up leaving both our jobs. We both set up our own businesses. We quite have quite large businesses now, recognized in the country and the industry that we're in. Both of us are in separate industries. We wouldn't have been able to do that with kids. We have disposable income. Don't need to worry so much about bills and money and, you know, I don't think that kids would have suited us, you know, because we went from having basically nothing to having quite a lot, right?
Yeah.
And we're based around our careers now, okay? So kids wouldn't have suited us. So kids aren't for everybody. So, but I, if we had a kid, I would never blame the kid on my life being crap.
Yeah, but here's the thing. Both you, yourself and Caroline are suggesting that maybe she doesn't actually mean all this, right? That it's just some sort of anger issue that she has in her life. But I don't think so necessarily, because there's a lot of people texting in actually agreement. Here's a text here, right? I wish you would all stop blaming depression on this. The stuff she says is all true. It's not imaginary. I defy any man to go through the bullshit a woman has to when it comes to childbirth. Your body is not your own anymore. That comes in from Ayn on. And somebody else says, Donald, I totally understand that woman's email. So please tell her that there are those of us out there who understand. So maybe it's genuine. Maybe she's not saying she doesn't love her child. But if she could do it again, she wouldn't bother because she believes it changed her life. It changed her life detrimentally.
I do understand. I obviously at the start when I came on there, I said originally it was depression. She may be suffering from depression. She may be suffering.
But I don't think it's that easy just to write it off as depression.
You have a child and your body changes having a child. Like I've had sisters have kids. I've seen them change. Everybody, you know, and I know a lot of upkeep the women have to spend to do their hair and their nails and look great for husband. I understand that. You know, but she obviously doesn't feel, you know, that her husband is into her anymore because she feels bad in herself.
I think that's his issue, mind you, but however, yeah.
Well, not really, it's his issue.
Yeah.
You married to her. You know what I mean? Just, like, so what? Like,
but it's a bit unfair on women, everything they have to go through, between that and then menopause on top of all that when they get to a certain age. And, you know, I mean, it's all a bit much, you know what I mean? I personally wouldn't like to be going through all that.
Does he have the body of an Adonis? Does he... You know, is he overweight? Has he got a beer belly? Is he, you know what I mean? Who said he's perfect?
Yeah.
No description of him.
Yeah, sorry, Caroline.
You know, I understand where these people are coming from, saying that your life isn't your own anymore and all the rest of it. But, you know, I mean, what did they think was going to happen before, you know, when they got pregnant and had a child?
Well, see, when people have babies... And what they project to the outside world, be it on Facebook or whatever it is, or on the telly or the famous people, is this wonderful. Oh, look at my baby, the little bow in her hair. And, you know, look at the gorgeous. And everything is just wonderful. But, I mean, don't get me wrong. It is wonderful. But it is there's a set of sacrifices that have to be made. And those sacrifices is your life isn't your own anymore. You have about 10 grand less a year in your pocket. You're not going to go on holidays as much as you used to. You don't have the freedom to be spontaneous anymore. Your sex life is going to suffer because the baby takes priority and your wife is going to be exhausted all the time. So there's loads of things that suffers.
There needs to be a planned thing. If you want to have a child, you need to plan it out. I know it sounds cold and clinical, but you need to say, we're going to have children.
And these are the sacrifices.
And we need to save money from our mid-20s to late-20s. Plan for this. And you need to know, okay, so like my wife might have to give up her job or whatever. So you're going to know you're going to have a single income into the house. You know, you're going to have less money. You're going to have the children going to cost this for injections. You're going to cost for nappies and food and all the rest of that.
Yeah, so if a baby had have come into your life, Paul, and I say this with respect, by the way, if a baby had come into your life, it probably wouldn't have been as good a thing as you thought it might have been, because now you're doing quite well without having them.
Yeah, and we had nothing at the start. And we were I was just working as a general operator for a company, and... It would have been nothing. We had nothing. We barely had money. Couldn't go out. Couldn't, like, the family were like, oh, we're going out for dinner this weekend. The whole family couldn't go. We had no money. Couldn't go out Saturday nights. Like, getting the pizza was a big treat for us, you know? And there's a lot of people in that boat. There are people choose to, like, have kids and say, look, we'll just crack on with it and have kids and, you know, fair play to them. But we didn't. We didn't think that was...
I don't think kids is... I mean... It sounds awful. Is all it's cracked up to be. Do you know what I mean? For some people, you know, some people are delighted with the whole experience. You heard Antoinette on there a few minutes ago. She's 5 of them. She just can't stop having them. She'll have more if she could.
But so,
and that's
kids.
Fine.
My sister has 3 kids. 6.
Yeah. But stay there for a second, because I want to go to Robin as well. Robin, you're in Ireland's Classic Hits Radio. How are you doing, Robin?
Oh, hey, how's it going?
I mean, is having children all it's cracked up to be?
I mean, like, kids are great, but I feel your girl there because I just, yeah, I feel everything that she said in that email as far as it does change your life and your body changes and every aspect of your life just is flipped 180 degrees. And I've had a lot of talks with some girlfriends that have decided not to have kids, but then their husbands do want kids and now their marriage is on the rocks. And I'm like, you can't compromise that. I hate to say like divorce is where that needs to head because don't have the kids if your husband wants to have them because
there's nothing worse than hearing people saying that they have a child to fix their marriage. That's not going to fix your marriage.
It's
going to make things really worse.
And then you end up where she's at as far as like regretting things and it just gets hard. It's different. You know, I never wanted kids. I never wanted to get married. And now I have two and I'm in a marriage. And
I'm sure you love your kids to bits, but
but
you can understand how she feels.
Absolutely. And like I replay it all the time. Like, could I see where my life was without kids? Absolutely. Could I see my life as a single person? Absolutely. Like, I don't know.
Again, I don't want to talk about your kids personally and your life personally because that would be unfair to you right now in the air. But in saying that, you're right, life is very different without children. And so do you believe it's worth all the sacrifices to your body as a woman, the sacrifices to your life and that spontaneity that you used to have and that freedom to do things, the sacrifices to your finances? Is it worth all those sacrifices?
I mean, yes, I don't know. It's a double-edged sword because yes and no at the same time. I mean, when you think about life before kids and life before marriage and all that sort of stuff, you do have all the freedom. And then when the kids come, it's dialed in. It's nailed down like what the kids can do and what the kids want and what the kids' necessities. And it is a
they come first. Yeah, they come first. That's it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And I always say that, like, after talking to friends that don't want kids and they want to know what life is like with kids, and it's the most selfless thing you'll ever do is you give everything up for those kids and you give your first priorities become their first priorities. Like, it's a selfless act, I feel, to have children. But yeah, like, it's a lot on the body. It's a lot on the soul. It's a lot on the mind. And somebody said earlier, like, that they think your girl that wrote in, was depressed. And I, you know, there's a level of depression. I feel like it's not talked about enough. How much women change after birth, after giving birth, to their kids, because you lose a little bit of your identity. You lose a little bit of who you are because you become this.
You're a mother. You become a mother, not a woman.
Yeah. Yeah. And you do lose a little bit of all of that, but is it worth it? Yes, because you're raising these like beautiful beings that are your blood, they're yours. And
I mean, I'm looking at this paragraph, right? She says, for starters, my relationship with my husband is not the same. It's full of resentment and obligation. We are basically two tired people managing a project together. There's no joy and fun. We're worried about finances all the time, and the way we communicate reminds me of two co-workers doing shift handovers at work. There's no physical affection. It's all about our daughter and how to survive. Gone is the spontaneity. We haven't had sex in 8 months. My daughter is now 5 years of age. Money is incredibly tight. I had to stop getting the takeaway coffees. I know that sounds ridiculous, but it's just to say every little thing has to be watched and scrimped and saved, and the guilt I feel over everything I do is unbearable. I hate my body. I hate my scars. I hate my stretch marks. I spend hours online looking up plastic surgery to get rid of this flap that hangs over my underwear. My breasts are deflated and their only purpose is gone, and my vagina is weak and sometimes I pee when I sneeze. I mean, That doesn't make childbirth very attractive, does it?
No, it doesn't. Crazy because I wish more like young women knew that, like, that is the reality, is like childbirth changes everything. That's like the best birth control email ever.
Yeah, it is the best birth control email. Caroline, you're listening to Robin there. And although she's two kids of her own and she loves, as I said, every fibre of those children, she can see herself without children as well, and that she'd be a different person, and she can see what this girl is trying to reach out and say. It's almost like she's screaming from down the bottom of a well somewhere. But it's and we're kind of all trying to write this off as some sort of postnatal depression. I don't think it is.
No. Okay. Hi, Robin. How are you?
Hi.
I hear you loud and clear. And the only question I would ask.
There you go. Right on cue. Right on cue.
And the only question that I would ask is, and I know myself, right, what I did in my 20s socially would be very different to what I did when I had kids, we'll say, in my 30s and 40s. Now I'm the other side of it again, where my kids are reared and, you know, my social life is changing again. The social life that you have without children will not always be the same. So some people, what they're yearning for and longing for is basically their youth as well as everything else, you know. And don't get concerned with the changes in your body.
Why shouldn't you be concerned about the changes in your body?
Because you don't know how your body was going to change anyway as you age.
Well, with the exception of menopause, which is a natural state, sadly, for women. I mean, I wouldn't like to have to go through that.
But get that anyway, whether you've had
children. Absolutely. But in saying that, the other stuff doesn't come naturally. You know, your pelvic floor muscles disappearing.
No, but everybody knows when they're going to sneeze and, you know, bar your fears, not lucky when you cross your legs with tiger and, you know, whatever.
But childbirth is responsible for that most of the time, for damaging those muscles.
Yes, it is. There are exercises you can do. Not all of us do them, unfortunately, but maybe we should have a discussion on that, getting youth, the young women
out there. Get your Kegel balls out.
Do you know how old your woman was that wrote the email in?
No idea, but it sounds to me like she's a reasonably young mother because, because the daughter's only five, she only has the one. So I'm making an assumption that she's probably only in her 30s.
Now, don't assume. I'm coming up on 40 and I have two. I had my first one at 35.
Okay. Well, the average age for having your first child has gone from years and years ago. It was kind of 18 or 19 years of age. Now the average age is in their mid-30s. It's kind of 33.
Yeah,
for having a first child. So, I'm assuming then somewhere in the 30s. I'm going to guess 30s. Moi, what do you think she is? Do you reckon she's 30s?
I don't know. Just from listening to the email, I would assume she's probably somewhere in her 30s, mid-30s, even maybe 40, just in the sense that it sounds like she clearly had like an identity of who she was before the child.
If I could say to Robin, again, no disrespect to your children and the love you have for your children, I'm sure is infinite, right? But if Robin could go back in time and speak to Robin, say 21 years of age, 22 years of age, and could give Robin a bit of advice, what would Robin say?
Oh, I'd say look out. Wild ride, man.
It's all ahead of you.
If I could talk to my 25-year-old self and say, hey, in 10 years, this is what's going to happen, I would not believe it. I would have never believed it. But I think I would say it's worth it. The smile that they put on your face is worth the sleepless nights and the anxiety that you get and all that stuff.
So for every 10 negative things, the one positive thing makes it all worth it. Yeah. Okay.
Yeah,
okay, well, hang on. Let me go to Kay as well. Kay, you're on Ireland's Classic Hits Radio. How are you doing, Kay?
Hi, Brian. How are you?
Good, good. Kay, is it worth it?
Well, I don't have children. And that was a choice actively that I made when I was about 16. I always felt that I had more to give to children who may not come from a home where, you know, everything wasn't there. I would rather be the real fantastic, inverted commas, auntie who could help out than bring another child into the world who I may not be able to maybe connect with, relate to, you know, that was my angle on it. And
sorry, Robin is providing the sound effects for the show today. Can I just point out?
It's gorgeous to hear that.
It is lovely to hear it, isn't it?
That is real life. That boils down. It's the kernel of what we're talking about, you know.
Sounds like a very happy child, can I point out as well? Yeah.
And real life without children. The one thing that I would say is that as a person who doesn't have children, you know, when you are in conversation and you meet other parents or other moms, hats off, my God, like the women of this world who bring life into this world are amazing. And like, it just blows my mind. But when you're on the other side of that and you haven't done that, and you get the head tilt, or you'll change your mind, or
God will be good to you.
Yeah, and it sure it might happen for you. Yes, so yeah.
It's all very Irish, isn't it? Yeah, Aunt Stirden.
And you get the look. Will you be sorry when you're older and you've no one to look after you?
But from her email, do you understand her, or are we all?
Oh my God, I absolutely do. To me, and this is, I'm no amateur psychologist or anything. It sounds to me there may possibly be a touch of postnatal depression. I'm not going to.
Let's just rule that out for the purpose of the argument, because I want to rule that out, because I think she's just a little bit cheesed off.
She's lost herself. She's lost her identity.
She has lost her identity.
She would have been somebody before she had her baby, and now she may only see herself as
a mother.
A mother.
Mommy.
Yeah.
The mother of the child.
Yeah, she might as well just throw on an apron and start making scones.
Yeah. She may not see herself as the wife or the partner of, you know, the father. Do you know what I mean?
No, I get you. And that's why the sex life has gone down the drain as well, and all other things. Yeah.
I
get that.
She's harking for when she was not a mommy. Do you know what I mean?
No, I absolutely do. And unfortunately, I have to go to a break. Caroline and Robin, and thank you very much indeed, Robin, for all the sound effects. They were absolutely wonderful. How old are your children, by the way?
One's going to be 4 here in April, and the other one's going to be 1 on Thursday.
That's the one-year-old we're listening in the background there.
Yeah.
Absolutely. It's radio. Well, I just take me for a second, Caroline. Just some of the WhatsApp messages, by the way, coming in relation to this.
I love my life and I have no children.
Okay.
And I've no longing for one either.
Okay.
And not my age now, anyway. Yeah, but even grown up.
Mm.
I think if you can't afford a child, don't have one. Especially this day and age.
Yeah.
Years ago, people may think they hadn't a choice. Do you have today? You know?
Yeah.
And some people do regret it. And that's okay.
That's okay too, yeah.
Let them.
Yeah.
Hey, no, it's Kev here. Sorry, can't come on today. Starting a new job, but I'm having to listen to my headphones. I've had that same conversation with a friend of mine. We were both brutally honest. If we could check... Look, we love our children, but... if we could make the decision again, probably. Yeah. It's, she's not that girl, that woman's not on her own. And if people are being brutally honest with themselves, they would say the same thing. I know it's cold, and like that lady, we wouldn't change anything for the world. But yeah, there's a lot of people can understand where she's coming from. It's not wrong to be honest, basically. And she's not in her own. Have a good one.
There you go, yeah. If you're being brutally honest, I suppose that's the point he's making, you know. And by the way, another text says it's very hard to listen to. I would have loved to have children, but it never happened for me. It's very hard to always be on the outside as an aunt. Yeah, and I can appreciate that as well. Let me go to Sarah as well. Sarah, you're in Ireland's Classic Hits Radio. How are you doing, Sarah?
Hi, Niall. How's things?
Good. Sarah, so you've no regrets that you didn't didn't have children. But
and you know what? I'm delighted I didn't as well.
Yeah.
Because I wouldn't be able to afford them.
And do you think it would have changed your life?
I'd say it would, yeah.
I mean, taking away the freedom that this girl talks about in her email.
I don't know, freedom, that's a bit of a weird choice because, like, you know, she went and she had a child, like, she had a choice. If she wants to turn her lifestyle around while she still has children, she can still do things.
Yeah, but some people maybe don't understand the implications of having a child. Like, it's not all Mills and Boone, you know what I mean?
Well, Niall, I'm going to be quite honest with you. It terrified the life out of me when I found out where the child comes from. I wasn't 19 or 20, like, I was in my 30s. I was fascinated. And I remember going in with...
So do you think you were naive?
No, I was just fascinated. I was saying, that's totally impossible. A child can come out of...
a vagina.
That area, like.
Yeah.
Mm. Anyway, but, like, at the one time, I was like, no, there was something inside me. Like, I never had that motherly instinct that I wanted children.
Caroline, was pregnancy terrifying to you?
No.
For a lot of women, it is.
Yeah, I accept that. And I have to say I didn't have difficult pregnancies either. So, it wasn't.
And by the way, most pregnancies are not difficult. Can I just point out? I don't want to scare people because most pregnancies go pretty much to plan, you know?
Yeah. And labour, everything, nothing difficult at all.
Yeah, just let me go to Dean just before I wrap this up. Dean, you're on Ireland's Classic Hits Radio. How are you doing, Dean? Oh, Dean, are you there? Yeah, Dean, go ahead.
Yeah, it's Damien.
Oh, Damien, I do apologise. Sorry, Damien.
I know, how's it going?
Yeah, that's it. That's another producer gone. I'm joking.
Yeah, she's only aiming to stop. Come here. No, like, I got my girlfriend now, wife pregnant when I was 15. You know, it was an accident, obviously. But you have to make what it is. You have to know.
When she was 15?
When I was 15.
Oh, when you were 15.
She was 17. Oh, well, we're happy married now, but each of 28 years. Yeah. And yeah. I've got four kids, and they're all 20 plus. Don't regret a thing about it at all. It was hard. I was 15. I lost my teenage life. I didn't hang around.
I can imagine. Yeah.
Yeah, exactly. But, like, you know, you make what it is. The woman sounds, like, she does sound depressed, but I think she needs to talk to her husband. They obviously got issues in their relationship.
I get the impression that he's not helping as much as he should.
Well, maybe, but then you have to talk about that. You have to talk about it. You can't not talk about it because it's just going to fester, isn't it? And they're not going to be happy. Obviously, they're not happy in the relationship now at the moment, are not?
Well, clearly not, no. They couldn't, but they couldn't be because she feels so bad. They couldn't be happy.
They couldn't be happy.
Why doesn't she just get a divorce and give the child to him?
Why doesn't she get a divorce and give the child to him? That's a bit radical, isn't it?
I don't think it's the child as much as she has the issue with it. Obviously, that's where the problem starts.
It's herself.
It's herself and her husband, the relationship as issues with us.
Yeah, absolutely. Look, I couldn't agree more. By the way, I could have talked about this all day. So many people have so many opinions on it. But thank you very much indeed, Damien, Sarah, Caroline, everybody. But I've just run out of time.
Real people. Real opinions. Real Talk Radio. The multi-award-winning Niall Boylan Show.